Aleishu, Chelek Beis Shin Lamed Aleph, Vahad Shishi. Inyan Miyuchad Shel Simcha Nimtza Batira Atzma. The special concept of Simcha in the Torah itself. HaTesis B'chagigah Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph Mevi Ma'Yerushalmi Sipurei Shel Acher. So Tesis cite Yerushalmi there, speaking about Acher. Avuya Avi Haya Migdarei Yerushalayim. So he himself recalled that his father was one of the distinguished people in Yerushalayim. Uvayim Sheba Lemahuli, on the day when it was Elisha's bris mila, kara lechol gedolei Yerushalayim. So he invited all the distinguished people. Vayishivan bevayis echad. They were sitting in one room. Ulerabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua bemakoyim acher. Those two tanaim were in a different room. How did that come about? Min de'achlin veshasin sherin mitapchil meragdim. Because there was eating and there was drinking and there was singing and clapping and dancing because of the simcha. Amri and the two tanaim, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, they said, "Ad ilin askin bedidhu nasuk bedida." They're busy with their stuff. We'll be busy with our stuff. Yeshvu v'nis asku bedivrei Torah, and they started learning. That's how they came to be in a different room. Yerda ish min hashemayim v'kifo ison. A fire came from Shemayim and surrounded them. Amarun avuya abba gavrin. So this is again Elisha speaking. My father avuya said to them, "My boss and lisoiv beisi, have you come to burn down my house?" Amolei chas v'chalila. Heaven forbid, Eli Yoshvin Ainu Vechizrin Divrei Torah. We are sitting and revising the Torah. The two Girsois, either Chizrin or Chorzin, we'll see just now. We're speaking the Divrei Torah, Mitorah Linvi'im, and from that, from Torah to Nevi'im, Minevi'im Lichsuvim, Ve'ayu Hadevarim Semichin Kinzenasan Misinai. Reba Eshnitanu. This is in italics here. Ayu Hadevarim Semichin Kinzenasan Misinai. The words were as joyous as when they were given in Sinai. And at Sinai, it wasn't there fire. I mean, the Torah describes it. And therefore, that's why there was a fire that surrounded us, but it is not a destructive fire. The author says, Hari divrei Torah atzmam hayu smechim. That's what's interesting here. Dvarim smechim. It doesn't say that we were smechim. It says the words themselves. But the day simcha zirda esh v'kifo isam. Through the simcha, a fire descended and surrounded them. Lavin inyan hadvarim semichim, to understand this concept that the words themselves are joyous. V'zeis davka l'dei sheyu chozrim, oy yesh ligros chozim. The two Girsoises are mentioned either through the repetition or through the fact that they were chozim, means literally to put beads on a string. So you connect one thing to the other like beads on a string. Kol shleishes chelkei ha-Torah shebichzav, all three parts of Torah shebichzav. Hari shlosha chalakim elem binyan shalem. These three components make a complete structure. Torah Yidvar Hashem Zei Halacha, as the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Ches puts it. So the Torah is Dvar Hashem, Retzonei Zborach HaMizgare BaHalacha, His will which is revealed through Halacha. Al HaNevi'im Sharasa Shechina, that's what the Nevi'im had, Leichiach Es Yisrael Bechol Dor Kfi Tzorach HaSha'ah. The main function was to guide, to rebuke the people in every generation based on the needs of that particular time. HaKesuvim Nemru Al Yedei David Melech Alav Shalom Bisrilim. Kesuvim were recited by David, Shlomo HaMelech Alav Shalom Bishir HaShirim, Mishlei VeKoheles, Ad Daniel VeEzra HaSefer, all of those, Kulam Inyanei Ahava VeYirah UDveikus, concepts of love and awe and Dveikus, Shem Yisrehu Aleh Meruch Kudsham, that was stimulated to write through the Ruach HaKodesh. Hari Koyma Shlema, a whole structure, edifice, HaMaschila BiZgalus HaMitzvois BaChumash, it begins with the revelation of the mitzvahs of Chumash, Gomeres im ha'yisrus shel kedusha ilyon v'ruach hakodesh. It ends with the awakening of supremely holy people through the ruach hakodesh that they had. Uven shneim mekashrim ha'nevi'im, combined or connected by the nevi'im shekirvu es dvar Hashem elibois bnei deram, who brought the dvar Hashem to the hearts of the generations. Leisen ha'Torah, on the one hand, the one who gave the Torah, Mekabler, on the other, Mekashim and him, those who combine, connect the two. Zoi ha'iskashus ba'Tanach atzmoi, that's the combination, that's the bonding, the attachment in Tanach. Kasher charzu Rabbi Ezra Rabbi Yeshua, divrei ha'Torah. So when they did this, and here we're using dafka the term charzu, as in beads and connection. Divrei Torah mitorah linveim unveim liksuvim. They went from Torah to neveim to kesuvim. Hayu hadevarim semechim. The actual words, kinikshiru eile be'ele b'sechadus, what we've said all along, that that's the mahus of simcha, is a bond, a connection, a fusion. So these words in Torah and Nevi'im Ksuvim were connected to one another, they were united. Al hiskashus zei v'simchasa. So based on this, combination and the simcha that's associated with it, yarda ish min hashamayim kmoi besinai. So fire came down to surround these two tanoim like it did in Sinai. Eish zois einah serefes, as I made clear to the father of Elisha ben Abuya, this fire is not destructive. Lehefech, it's the contrary. Kashe yoytzeim ena eish zois nisrefim. When a person emerges from this or leaves this fire, one is burnt. The Gemara in Bava Basra daf Ayin Tes, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Kol ha-pirish mi-divrei Torah. One who separates from divrei Torah, eish o yechalto, is consumed by fire. Shenaymar, menosati esponai bohem, meho eish yetze'u, ve'eish toyechilem. They emerge from the fire, and therefore fire will consume them. The author continues, eish ha-yoredes min ha-shamayim me-leda Torah. This fire that we spoke about previously, that comes down from Shemayim through Torah, malhiva b'shalhuvin derechimu, it warms a person with flames of love. Hayotze me'eish hazeis, but one who chooses to leave this fire, mechakah lo eish acheres, what you can anticipate is another fire, eish ha-ta'ava, ve'eish zois serefes. The fire of ta'ava is one that burns. So now we can look again at the words of the Zohar, which we mentioned already in this volume. Previously, when we started it, we didn't discuss the process, the depth in them. The Zohar says as follows: Rabbi Yitzchak ber Rabbi Yosei hava asi mikapotaki leloid. He was coming from that place to Loid. Poga ber Rabbi Yuda, and he encountered him. Omali Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak made a suggestion. Let all the Chachmei Mishnah, let the Chachamim of the generation gather. It aru lehayinyana the Yetzirah is nashe min alma, and they should deal with this issue. They should cause the Yetzirah to be forgotten from the world, to be banished from the world. Except for those moments when it's needed for people to reproduce. That was his suggestion. Omar le'ir Rav Yehuda replied, Chayecha, by your life. Hachi itzterich yetzera leilam kemitra leilam. The yetzera is as necessary for the world as is the rain. It's absolutely indispensable. Vilmale yetzera, if not yetzera, chedvasa deshmata lo lehavi. There would not be any joy in learning. This is in Chelik Aleph Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. These are surprising words, and we've seen them before. Hayitzrad Avodah Zarah bitlu anshei HaKnesses HaGdolah. So the author continues, Chazal tell us in Sanhedrin that the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah was negated. The daven that it should be taken away, and it was removed, and at that point on in history, we find very little, if any, real Avodah Zarah. Ratzah Rabbi Yitzchak shatanayim HaKadoshim yashkichu es Hayitzrad Arayois. What he was proposing is that the same should be done for Yetzer of Arayes, kach shisorer rak bishas zivug, so that it will be active only at times of zivug, v'yeser elu yetrid v'elu yetzik livne adam. And more than that, it should not bother and distract people. Heishiv lo Rabbi Yehuda shu hechichi l'olam kegeshem. The response was, it's as necessary for the world as is rain. Ki mimenu ba chedvasa deshmata. From that Yetzer Hara comes the joy of learning. Mimenu, from the Yetzer Hara, halo yasechel wasek b'tira, it's the mind that's involved in Tira. It's through the mind that we rejoice. Achein Chazal imdun, it's not so simple, because Chazal teach us, Kiddushin daflamed, and also Baba Basa, ki atiroi tavlin la yetzer. The Torah does not banish the yetzer, it's a tavlin. Shekeivan sheyesh yetzer hara, because there is such an entity, tzichim lehamtik o yisrael edei Torah. The Torah then transforms it, makes it sweet, but it's not banishing it. אבל שיוז קוקים ליצירה לכתחילה, still, to understand that we need יצירה לכתחילה כדי להגיד לחדווס את השמת עשר in order to reach real satisfaction in learning. הלוי פלו, it's פלו. Let's try and explain it. והנה לפי דרכנו, the path we follow, the explanation we've had so far, is that השמחה היא נקודס איס אחדוס. שמחה is always, its root and its essence is a joining, a combination, a bonding, a fusion. Inyan ha-tiroi li-is-ached im Adam. The concept of the Torah is that it must become unified with a person, merge with a person. Lo yidai she-be-sichlu yasuk b-Torah. It's not enough that it's just an intellectual exercise. Ki adayin ezu iskashus shlema. If it's only an intellectual exercise, it is not a real fusion. It hasn't combined with a person. Ha-tiroi ha-kidoshat tzirah lachdor lechol kochus ha-nefesh ve-aguf. The idea is that the Torah should penetrate not only the mind, but one's psychology, one's body, it must penetrate all the way down through all the layers. Simcha amitis batira. to have real joy in Torah, he she'adam nisached im Torah legamrei. The person combines with the Torah, fuses with the Torah completely. Hayitzra de arayus shuakoch hamezavid. That yitzra arayus, which is the power that leads to fusion, the power that leads the couple to combine. Who tzarich litapes leTorah? That must be associated and combined with Torah. Zoyis achadus shlemaiman. That's when you can say the Torah has become really part of the person. Etzel ha'am aretz haTorah imoir rasa. The Gemara in Pesachim daf memtes. Torah tzivah lanu Moshe moir rasha kiilas Yaakov al tikrei moir rasha ela meoir rasa. Say Chazal v'de. The Torah for the am aretz is bivchinas meoir rasa. She is engaged to him. Who beveisoivi beveisavi? Of course, he is in his home, and she is elsewhere. There's some connection, but limited. Im atamid chacham in nesua, but with the tamid chacham, the Torah is nesua. B'shem chad guf olmash, they form one body. The Torah merges with the person. Pelehu, it's a wonder. Ois yitzra de arayus shilechora hefech haTorah. The yitzra of arayus, which we normally think of, conceive of, is the opposite of the Torah. Who are mezaveges at Tamid Chacham ima? But that is the same force that allows the Torah to become one with the Tamid Chacham. Ad kedei his achaduz gemora, to the point of complete unity, besimcha shel Torah. Harei hafachim kaelu. We're talking about such opposites. At she Rabbein Yonek osev, to the point where Rabbein Yonek can write in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, ki machsheves haTorah lo tikon neged einav. A thought in Torah, a person cannot sustain a thought in Torah be'oid liboy ponei la'isha, while his heart is still towards women, ve'lo le'sichasa. Ken shtei machashavois she'en lev sobaltan ke'echad. It's two things that the heart cannot contain at once. Al ta'avas ha'mamoin ve'akavod lo amar Rabbeinu Yonah zeh. Rabbeinu Yonah didn't say that about ta'avas ha'mamoin ve'akavod. A person can still be involved in mamoin ve'akavod and yet sustain Torah. But not here. Rak al machsheves ha'arayos. That not. Kol kach menugedes machsheves ha'arayos le'machsheves ha'terah. There's such a difference between machshava ha'arayos that it cannot be sustained in the mind at the same time as machshava ha'terah. Ve'davka oyeso yitzad ha'arayos. Davka. That yitzer tzichim la'terah ke'geshem. We need it as much as we need rain. Ki mimenu ba'achedvas deshmata. Other than that, we cannot have the true Simcha of Torah, which, as we said, comes through the Torah becoming one, merging with the individual. V'nimtzeinu lemeidim me'azor HaKadosh. What we learn here is ki milevad she'as ha'zivug. Besides the immediate need for the yetzer of arayos, besides she'as ha'zivug, nitan ha'yitzra de arayos le'adam. It is given to the individual kedei she'yisached im ha'Torah v'yuk achad im ha'mash. In order to use it, to fuse with the Torah, to become one with the Torah. Ha'adam im kochos nafshei v'gufo, the person, not just with his mind, not only the intellect, but with his psychology, with his physiological needs, yisached im ha'Torah, become one, v'zayisi hadargah ha'elyona shel simchas ha'Torah. That's the supreme level of simchas ha'Torah. Davka yisachadus mushlemes zayis. This perfect unification. Lo yinuchal le'atzbiya v'inan amoik zeh l'islamdus le'maaseh. In this deep concept, we can't point to practical exercises. There's nothing, a particular and structured exercise we can suggest. We're talking about total involvement and constant involvement in Torah. Not only when a person is learning. We explain this sufficiently in a set of essays on Torah and elsewhere. Va'ad Shavi'i, which is also Siyum Hashar. The seventh vad, the conclusion of this particular section of the volume. Rabbeinu Hagaon Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Nishmas Eden Kosav, he writes in Or Yisrael, in Siman Lamed, Hayoitze Mikilal Dvarinu, what emerges from our words. Ki Hamadregois Ba'avodoseis Borach Shareshen Ba'mispar, there are three basic levels in Avodas Hashem. Ha'echadu HaPesach Ve'Haschala, the first level is the beginning. Hu Ha'ergeish, is to become sensitive to these words. Shiyadam leimed ma'amari chazal u'musari hachamim. That a person learns ma'amari chazal, learns musar, lachazor lehem kama v'chama pa'amim, to repeat them and to revise them over and over, ad she'yispel, to the point where it makes a difference in his emotions. It has to be hergeish. V'hergeish b'nafshei chesonoi. A person comes to feel his shortcoming. That's the first level. Umizeh yavo lemadrega hashniya shekvisha seyetzer. The second level is the level of kvisha seyetzer, to suppress, to pushed down. והגימל, the third level, היא תיקון היצר. More than Krishna's יצר. The perfection of זה שאדם עליז וסס לעביד עשה יסבורך. That a person should be joyful, enthusiastic, passionate in עבידת השם. Says the author, דבר נפלא. This is, again, a remarkable insight. תיקון היצר הוא העליזוס והססן עביד עשה. That's the words of Rabbi Israel. The תיקון היצר is found in joy, in passion, in enthusiasm for עבידה. Tikkun ha'yetzer, when you say those words, here is sepchus mereletev, transformation from bad to good, sha'yetzer atzmoi mishtokek la'avodah v'likdusha, that the yetzer itself yearns for avodah v'likdusha. Ve'es ha'sepchus ha'zeis, this transformation, mecholeles ha'simcha b'avodah, that's generated by simcha in avodas Hashem. Me'ata, now, this statement of Rabbi Israel, me'irim lenu gam direi ha'zeir ha'kadosh anal b'or b'hir, the words of the Zohar that you learned on the previous amud also become much clearer. Chedvasa dishmaton, this term, the joy in the sugya, hi tikkun ha'yetzer d'arayus, as we said, we explained in the previous vav, that's the perfection, the transformation of the yetzer of arayus. Hi hoifeches es ha'yetzer ha'behemi lezivug, it takes this fundamental this fundamental yetzer for physical connection, takes that. It turns it and transforms it into a yearning to become joined with the Torah, completed with total unification. It goes without saying. It goes without saying that the connection between a husband and wife in these situations then becomes a complete and supreme unification. Burim b'musar omirim v'gam kasvu. Those who are ignorant about Musar have said and even wrote, ki limud Musar mevi lidei atzvus, that involvement in Musar brings to melancholy. V'nei bar Rabbi Yisrael atzmoi, the very founder of the modern Musar movement in its modern manifestation, Rabbi Yisrael comes, umtapech al pnehem, he throws it in their face. Batzivoi lefanenu techlis alimud v'avidah b'musar, when he says that the very purpose, the whole point of avidah b'musar, is davka besimcha b'avidas Hashem, is to attain simcha in avidas Hashem. That's the whole thing. V'chasha zoi techlis, if that's the objective, ei efshar linpoel b'atzvus afilu b'shalav harishon. Then it's impossible then to be captured, you know, to fall into melancholy, even in the first stage, shulagish b'nafshei chesonai, the first stage which Rabbi Yisrael defined as detecting the shortcomings within oneself. It can't be a situation of melancholy. Kvar herachnu b'zeh mimkomoi. Early on in this volume, we spoke about this in Arachas HaMusal. V'Rabbi Yisrael kasa b'mekom achi, he writes elsewhere, in Or Yisrael in Siman Yudaled, ki ha'yisapchus mera letoiv. That transformation, she tikkun ha'yetzer, which is a perfection of yetzer, ein shum derachas lagyela, there's no other way to reach it, ela ledei Musa. That is the path. Nimtzenu lemadim baze. What emerges is from this is ki techilas avidas adam veseifah yisimcha. The beginning and the ultimate objective is simcha. Hagoyin Rabbi Yisrael Salanter mevayir halay. He explains further. Ki atavlin vamekashes shloshes amadegos zoy bazoy. The tavlin, which is of course the word Chazal use, and the connection, the chain that connects these three levels that he's discussing, one to another, is the Torah. Bedargas haregesh, on the first level, when the person repeats the Mamrei Chazal and learns them and feels them and is moved by them and comes to detect shortcomings within himself, he mechayas haregesh leval yichbe. The Torah there keeps that regesh alive so that it doesn't become extinguished. Bichvishas hayetzer, the second level, when a person is suppressing that yetzer, he ezeres ladam lamtikas yetzer. That's where Chazal made that statement, that the Torah helps to sweeten the Yetzer Hari Torah Tavlin, that level. V'chashach higi alaze, when he reaches this, misereres b'leboi ha'simchat midis b'esek ha'tirah. What stimulated in his heart is this constant joy in esek ha'tirah. V'hi gam she'martoin, furthermore, it guards him, leval yipol shuv m'madgazay. So he doesn't fall from this level. V'chashach adam aliz v'sas l'avodaseh zborach, in the words of Rabbi Israel, when a person is then joyous, enthusiastic, passionate in avodah. Hasimchazus moishches kolchos nafshei begufoi. It penetrates from his intellect down. It pulls his psychological forces, his physical, physiological forces, and his body. Lismach gamim b'avodas Hashem. ובזה נהפך היצר מרע לטוב. That's how the yetzer is transformed from רע to טוב, שזה יתכליס אדם בעבודה זה, which is the purpose of a person in his עבודה. לדרך עלייה זה, this path of growth, רמז רבי ישראל, this is what he hints to, when he writes in Siman Yudalet, כי היספחוס מרע לטוב בלי מוסרי, that the desire, the objective to transform from bad to good without מוסר, היא כמו בקשה שראייה בלי עין. It's like seeking vision without an eye, ושמיע בלי אוזן. Seeking to have hearing without an ear. It's indispensable. וראה רבי ישראל, רבי ישראל סופט לקבוע זמן העבודה לתיקון היצר, he established that the זמן, the ideal for תיקון היצר, בגיל צעיר דווקא, specifically when a person is still young. And we quote him, ואדם בבחור עושה, when a person is in his youth, היסוד לחפש בחינס תיקון המידויס. That's the time, that's a fundamental idea here, to seek תיקון המידויס, עד שיקוחס נפשו נמשכים רק אל הצדק והישר, so that his psychology pulls him towards that which is just and upright and right, ואז הוא בשמחה. And then he is generally in שמחה. כמאמר הכסוב, like the passage that we dealt with, says, שמח בחור בילדוסך. We discussed this early in this volume. זהו כוחו של צעיר, that's the power, that's the advantage of the young man. הרוצה להיות ישר וטוב, that's what he's aspiring to be. והעסק בתורה מוסר עוזר לו בזה. Involved in Torah מוסר, helps him to reach this objective. ובזה הוא מגיע למדרגה השלישית. Through that he reaches that third level, להיות עליז וסס לעבודה. So again, the words of Rabbi Israel, to be in a state of joy in עבודה, in enthusiasm in עבודה. סיכום הפרק וסיום השער הוא זה. To summarize the chapter and to conclude the whole shar as follows. Hatzad harishon ba'avidah, the very first step in avidah is lisremem me'al liyesod ha'afar, to leave behind this yesod ha'afar, the inertia, the heaviness of the body, which manifests itself in either melancholy or laziness, lack of enthusiasm, all of these things. One rises beyond that al yedei simcha b'chelko v'mitzvos. Those are the first two, simcha b'chelko, and simcha b'mitzvos, as we saw. V'sachlis avida, the final, the objective of it, ultimately, is liyos aliz v'sas l'avida soy. Joyous, happy, enthusiastic in avida. Shezeu tikun ha-yetzer v'yisepchus meraletiv. That's the perfection of the yetzer, that's the transformation of that negative entity into good. Harei tichilas avida v'sefa hi simcha. The beginning of the avida, the end of it, resides in simcha. Avkan.